This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 24 years, hard to believe that, almost 25 years. For the last 18 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. I sold that practice in 2003, and I've been practicing solo ever since. The majority of my practice is phone consults. I work with patients throughout North America. I'm able to do that because I'm able to order blood work and send test kits to be able to do the testing that I do in the type of medicine that I do, which is called functional medicine. Functional medicine is based on looking at and improving the function of the different systems of the individual. So unlike conventional medicine, which oftentimes is seeking to reduce or control symptoms, functional medicine is seeking to optimize the different functions of the body, the different systems, the immune system, the endocrine system, the sleep-wake cycle, the digestive system. And the main premise behind functional medicine is to seek out and find the causes rather than treating the symptoms associated with the illness. So I've been doing functional medicine for 20-something years. It's now starting to get more and more popular. Dr. Oz is taking a lot of flack on his show from a lot of doctors who are a little bit, have their nose bent out of shape, that Dr. Oz is sharing information that is oftentimes contradictory to conventional medicine. So he's putting a lot of medical myths to rest. And while I don't agree with everything Dr. Oz says or promotes, I think part of that is it makes for good television. But what Dr. Oz has done, and I'll give him his due, is he's put functional medicine on the map. So he's had doctors that have come on there who have shared about this whole movement that we now are in the midst of. It's been going on for two decades and starting to grow. But we're seeing more and more doctors that are doing functional medicine, seeking out the causes of the illness and trying to fix the causes rather than just covering up the symptoms with one medication after the other. And really, functional medicine is the only thing that really makes sense for fibromyalgia, because fibromyalgia, which is a syndrome made up of a whole host of different symptoms, including diffuse aching muscle pain, poor sleep, poor moods, anxiety, depression, restless leg syndrome, fatigue, can have poor immune system, irritable bowel, all these things can be lumped underneath the fibromyalgia banner. And with conventional medicine, the goal again is to try to manage the symptoms. And so with so many symptoms associated with fibromyalgia, it's not unusual for those with fibromyalgia to be on half a dozen to a dozen different drugs over the course of the illness, because conventional medicine, again, is not really attempting to get to the root of matter. I mean, mainly that's not really how they think. So if they've got somebody that has trouble with their sleep, then their first inclination is, what is the sleep medication I should put this patient on? And that's how they think. Now, I know that because I owned a very large medical practice for a number of years, and that's how the doctors that I encountered and, the doctors that are in mainstream medicine that I encounter interact with today, that's how they think. Now, a lot of them are very intrigued with what I do and what doctors who do functional medicine do. They're very intrigued with it because it fascinates them to realize that there is a different way, oftentimes a better way, to help the patient, and that is actually to do the detective work through testing and find out whether a person's broken down and try to optimize their different functions. And by doing that, you see all kinds of symptoms improve, because it's really based on getting the patient healthy rather than just covering up the symptoms with medications. So tonight I'm going to take your questions, and I look forward to doing that. But before I do that, I'd like to invite one of my patients to come on the line here, and I'm going to see if I can make that happen in just a second here.
Okay.
So, Sharon, if you were able to join us tonight, if you can hit star 6, that'll bring you on the call.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Sharon, you there?
Yeah. I'm having a little trouble with this phone.
The joys of live audio. So you there with me now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, great. Well, Sharon is one of my favorite patients, and I'm just delighted that she was able to take time out of her schedule and join us tonight. And she had a lot of issues when we first started, and like a lot of my patients, it wasn't easy. I mean, we had some challenges that we faced, and we still have some issues that we're working on, and that's just the nature of fibromyalgia. It takes a lot of work, but I'm so proud of you, what you've been able to accomplish. You've worked really hard, and you're doing really well.
Yes, I am. Very well.
Well, so tell me about your fibro. Tell me a little bit about your story, about your health. Where were you, when 10 years ago? How did all this start? And tell me about what you kind of went through before you started working with me.
Well, I really think it started in 2004 when I had surgery. I just never seemed to get back to where I was before the surgery. I had a lot more fatigue. I just didn't feel well. Of course, I have digestive issues, which are always a challenge. But that was the main thing, just a lot of brain fog. And some days I could just barely function. I just didn't feel good. I just drug through work and finally saw your information online and started investigating and then ended up contacting you. And the results have really been amazing. I'm doing a lot better. And one thing that I will tell you, of course, I've gotten off of some medications. I've got off of one anti-anxiety drug, which was good. I've come off of Lyrica. I've cut it down to one a day, and I think I'll eventually totally come off of it. I've also the pain. I don't have the pain that I had. Every now and then, if I push myself really too hard, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm not sure. Just some background noise. Not sure that's coming from somebody else, but you go ahead.
Okay. I do have a little pain every now and then and right around my shoulder, but I have significantly cut back on the muscle relaxer that I was taking for the pain in my neck. And surprisingly, I ran out of one of them last week, I think like Thursday or Friday, and I've been fine without it. So,
yeah, good. I'm so glad. You're off the Xanaflex. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And doing great. I have more energy. Yeah, I feel a lot better. I don't have the brain fog I had. The only thing, like I said, is if I push myself too hard, then I pay for that. But I'm sleeping better. I never slept well before I started all of this. I just really, I've made a lot of progress.
Yeah,
and I don't have anxiety in my head, sleeping better. I think my main thing now is just some digestive issues, which I'm finding out slowly has a lot to do with diet. If I, I have to stick closer to the anti-inflammatory diet and stay off of a lot of stuff that I thought I might could add back, but that's not proving to be a good idea.
It's amazing. You see how diet actually affects you, the food that you eat, and you realize you feel a lot of times how you eat. I mean, what you eat affects how you feel. And I think that's a revelation to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I knew that some things affected me. Like I know sweets and sugar will make me very fatigued. I already knew that just from, you know, having to watch my sugar. I'm not diabetic, but it's in my mother's side of the family, so I watch it. And I had learned a long time ago that if I eat sugar, I'm going to feel bad. So that's one thing. And even the artificial sweeteners, I can't do those. I'm having to stick pretty close just with the drops, the stevia drops. Mm-hmm. Is really all I'm using, because everything else just has a negative effect.
Yeah.
So it's still a learning process, but a lot better.
Yeah. Well, and so on that anti-inflammatory diet, how much weight did you lose?
I lost the 10 pounds that I gained last year and couldn't get off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you didn't need to lose much, but just losing that 10 pounds, what kind of difference did that make in how you felt?
Much better. Much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could tell a difference. You know, you got my thyroid working better, which is great. 10 pounds just suddenly appeared, and I couldn't get them off no matter what I did.
Yeah.
And so I was able to do that and get back to the size that I had been before. And I'm sorry, I must be hitting something.
You're good. You're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. That
so I know you were also able to come off of the, so I know a few medicines, and we're still working on some others, but so now you were able to come off the Celexa and the Cymbalta, and now you're off the Xanax, and now you've cut the Xanax in half, so you're one down to one dose now, I guess, and one of the Lyrica, which, you know, it's only a matter of time before we get you off the Lyrica, so that will help tremendously with your mental clarity. And with, you know, a lot of times with that Lyrica, what people see is they just gain weight. It's water retention mainly, but you know,
mm-hmm.
they just start putting on the pounds. In your case, so I think, as you said, I think you were on and still are on Synthroid, but that medication was really not doing what it needed to, and now we've added some things because we found it in testing that have made a lot of difference in your mental clarity and your moods, and you're doing a lot better with that. Well, now, when we first met, you told me, because I asked this on my questionnaire, I asked, tell me your energy 0 to 5 physically and then mentally, and you put physically it was a 2 and mentally it was at a 1. So you are pretty low. Where would you say your physical energy and mental energy are now?
Oh, I would say at least an 8.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing much better, able to ride my bicycle and do better on it than I've done probably in 2 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good with that. Yeah. And, you know, mental clarity, I can do much better. You know, there were days when I just would be at work and you just never could seem to get it together to even produce good work. So, yeah, I'm retired now, but I still do a lot. So, yes, I can definitely tell a difference in that.
And now the pain, now your pain was all over. I mean, you had pain. There really wasn't kind of a spot you didn't have pain, right? I mean, they're all over pain, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just achy, sluggish feeling. You know, you just didn't want to move at all.
And so now, tell me about your pain now. How's your pain now? How's it doing?
I have very little. Like that one place in my shoulder, and it's just every now and then. But as far as the all over sluggish feeling, I do fine. Like I said, unless I push myself too hard. I like to work outside, and so I've been doing a lot of landscaping and things like that, and if I really push too hard, then I'll feel it the next day. But otherwise, you know, it's great. I don't have that feeling, that achy, sluggish feeling all over like I used to.
So this landscaping, a lot of people listening to this call are thinking, oh my gosh, I can barely get out of bed. I can't believe she's out landscaping and riding a bike.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe it.
So where were you 2 years ago? I mean, what were your limitations 2 years ago compared to now?
Well, I did very little. I might could do a bike ride down the road and back, because I live on a country road, so I can do that. And that would be the most I could do. But I'm, you know, doing a lot better now as far as that goes, and out trimming bushes and digging and, you know, just doing all kinds of stuff that I just didn't feel like doing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Just didn't get done.
Well, so what did your, what were your doctors telling you? You know, you had all these symptoms and you weren't getting better. You had some issues with low moods because you're just so beat down and run down. And they just kept giving you more medication. What were they telling you?
Not really a lot. I mean, you know, I told the doctor my symptoms, and she agreed it was fibromyalgia. And, you know, a lot of it they just explain is a change of life and just one of those things you have to live with. They don't really, never really offered much help other than another medication.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that wasn't really doing me a lot of good. I'm just, they, I think I was no better, really. Taking the medicines, it's just very hard to get off of them once you've started taking them. It took a long time, with, especially with the Cymbalta, because it also affects your migraines, which I have. Not like I used to, but I every now and then. And I started having weird feelings in my head, so I had to go really slow with it.
Yeah.
But I just didn't need them after I started this program, now that I'm off.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the migraine. Yeah, tell me about the migraines, because, I mean, having a migraine there's few things worse than a migraine, actually. But and I would walk through broken glass barefooted to get over a migraine. So tell me about your migraines, because you used to have them quite frequently, but now they've become pretty rare now, right?
Pretty rare, yeah. I very seldom have a migraine. Maybe once a year that I have trouble getting rid of. I've had most of what I've had lately, and, you know, I could get rid of them pretty easily. It's just related to the allergies, the pollen in the air and all of that. You know, once I take medications, you know, allergy medications, which help that. And so the migraines are really not a problem anymore. But for years, ever since I was in my early 20s, I've had several a week.
Yeah.
And now I'm down to the point where I hardly ever have one. Maybe once a year I might have a severe one.
Yeah.
But I just don't get that run down. A lot of it is just getting run down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get and you find yourself with a migraine.
Right.
That's not happening. Yeah.
Well, so what would you, so someone's listening and they're thinking, you know, this guy's on the internet. Who is he? Everybody has to get over that. I totally understand that. I mean, it's a totally different way to do medicine, you know, doing it by the phone. Of course, you and I meet by phone, you know, on a weekly basis. You don't come to the clinic like most of my patients don't. So what would you share with those who are listening to help them be more comfortable with, you know, branching out and overcoming their fear, just, you know, doing something?
Well, you know, I was desperate to find some help because I was just tired of feeling bad. But when I started reading your articles and what you were having to say, it just fit me so well. And, you know, I really wanted to feel better. And
Had
a lot of the answers that nobody else had given me, and what you were talking about and describing what goes on with your body. And I thought, my gosh, that's me. You know, and reading your book helped a lot, too, because it just really details things you experience that you don't even relate to fibromyalgia. And it just made a lot of difference because you knew what you were talking about and you could tell it and what you had to say. Just, you know, I wanted to talk with you and hear what you had to say, and I was very impressed with the questions you asked. And then you did all the blood work and everything and what you came back with, and I thought, yay, finally some answers. That was just, well, you have like 3 chapters of your book on there or something on the internet that you can read. I think it's
those free chapters, just so people can, you know, get an idea of what the book's about, and, you know, get, you know, if that's something that interests them, you know, they can certainly get the book on Amazon. But,
Yeah, I encourage anybody to just read that for a start, and then, you know, just request the questionnaire and hear what you ask and, you know, the topics you relate to fibromyalgia that a lot of people are not even aware of. It's amazing to me, but you just had the answers in what I read, and I thought, okay, we're gonna go with this because it sounds like he's got something that might really actually help. It's not drugs. It, you know, all natural sounds a lot better to me than a bunch of medications that are drugs, and they weren't working. Yeah. So, you know, anything all natural sounds good.
Absolutely, sure, Well, what is so any last words before we let you get back to landscaping tonight or bike riding, whatever you're going to do tonight?
I already did the bike ride, but no landscaping today. I would just encourage people to, you know, like I said, get the three chapters that you have available that you can read to get an idea of what you have to say and about fibromyalgia and the treatments, and just read it and dig into, get the book if they need to, because it, you know, explains a lot of things in detail that really are very beneficial. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's worth it because you'll feel better. I mean, you know, sleep better, feel better. My husband says I snore, but whatever. I'm sleeping. So
as long as you're sleeping, I'm happy. Yeah, as long as you're sleeping, it doesn't matter to me. So that's good.
Good night's sleep, and probably since my kids are little, because I wake up a lot during the night, you know, and that's just not restful sleep, which made the migraine worse and made you feel worse, and you know, one drug after the other, I'll be totally off. I'm sure off the muscle relaxers before too long. And the
you're close. Yeah, you're so close. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you coming on the line. It means so much to me. And I feel really fortunate to have gotten to know you and to continue to get to know you. I mean, now you're one of our family. I mean, everybody loves you at the clinic. And so it's just wonderful opportunity for me to hear how well you're doing. And, I mean, it makes my night. So thanks for sharing that with
us. Well, I'm glad to do it. Thank you so much for your help.
Thanks, Sharon. Have a great night.
You too.